Welcome back inside WKOK Sunrise. Matt Catrillo here with Dr. Stanley Martin, Director of Infectious Diseases at Geisinger. Dr. Martin, thanks so much for joining us once again.
Glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, Dr. Martin, certainly a lot of concerns have come up nationally, statewide, and here locally with the spread of the Delta variant and some of the new set of cases, rapid cases, I should say, that have been on the rise everywhere. And I know recently Geisinger just announced on Friday, before we get to that, that they have now placed visitor restrictions again for Geisinger Danville. So from your view, what was the reasoning to put them back in place at this point?
Well, we have seen, unfortunately, that climb of increasing numbers once again. You know, we were down to maybe 100 or so per day in the entire state of Pennsylvania, if you look back to June. But since then, it has been creeping right back up, and now well over 1,000 cases, new cases per day in Pennsylvania. So we've got to be safe for our patients.
So what are you starting to see now with the spread of COVID and the Delta variant? Let's go with here locally. Is it still mostly among the unvaccinated as it's been really nationwide, or is there something else there? And for the four-county area, Union, Snyder, Northumberland, Montour, how would you describe the spread of that variant and COVID right now?
Oh, yes. This is, of course, primarily a disease of unvaccinated people at this point in time. There have always been a small group of people who may not respond to the vaccine very well because of problems they may have with their immune system or their age or other medical issues. And there's always been a small amount of risk, even after vaccine, that we can see. And if you look at our own kind of testing results here at Geisinger, we can see that, you know, at least 95% of the positive tests that we're seeing are in people who have been unvaccinated. And that is what we see across the entire country right now, unfortunately.
And then as far as the actual number of cases locally in our four-county area, would you consider it low, moderate, substantial, kind of how the state's done so far in these four counties as far as the current spread of the disease?
Right. So if you look at individual counties, we see that the rates of new infections do vary just a little bit, but it has been increasing across the board throughout the state over the last few weeks. And there are some counties right now, like Montour or Northumberland or Center County or Lycoming, that really are meeting criteria for very high and substantial risk of transmission. There aren't as many counties anymore that are in that moderate risk category, unfortunately.
Is it recommended that maybe we go back to masking indoors for those parts that are substantial? You mentioned just two of our four counties that you think are being in that category. What are your thoughts on masking indoors now as recommended by the CDC a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, so the CDC has, you know, they unfortunately kind of had to change their guidelines on indoor masking even for vaccinated individuals because they saw that that the numbers of infections were increasing at a considerably high trajectory, and there was concern that the risk of spreading this virus amongst even the people who've been vaccinated to other unvaccinated individuals was possibly too high, and therefore going back to being, you know, rather be safe than sorry, right? And go back to wearing the mask in the indoor setting to help kind of curb the spread, even if you are vaccinated. For unvaccinated, the recommendation has always been to wear a mask indoors.
Now, as far as vaccine numbers are concerned, I know there's overall, especially statewide, they have kind of gone down a little bit. What have you seen locally with our four counties as far as the number of people getting vaccinated, especially for those 18 and older?
As a whole, you know, the state of Pennsylvania has done reasonably well when it comes to vaccinations, right? I mean, at least relative to the rest of the country, we have been solidly in the top five in the nation in the past few weeks as far as percentage of individuals who have gotten vaccinated. Now, does that mean we are where we ideally want to be? No, not really. I mean, we're kind of in the mid-60th percentile range if you're taking people who are 18 years of older who are fully vaccinated in our state right now. But that also, of course, means that there's about 35% of adults who have not been fully vaccinated as of yet. And, of course, children under the age of 12 can't be vaccinated at all right now, unfortunately, right? So we still have a group of individuals who are very susceptible to infection and are going to get this infection at some point if they aren't fully vaccinated.
So then we're basically at the point again of asking what can we do, and I know we kind of just covered maybe going back to masking somewhat here. What are your other thoughts as far as what we need to do now just to kind of get through this period?
Well, we've always known that the the most effective thing we can do at preventing the spread of this infection is getting vaccinated, right? And there's really absolutely no reason to not get vaccinated, particularly for adults and really anybody over the age of 12. The vaccine is perfectly safe. It is perfectly effective. And even in this small number of breakthrough infections that you may hear about, those people who have been vaccinated and still wind up getting a breakthrough infection, they're actually far less likely to get sick from the virus. They're far less likely to wind up in the hospital. They're far less likely to die as a consequence. And so the vaccine is still doing some work to help those individuals.
Now, as far as schools go, I know there's a lot of controversy surrounding what they should do heading into the fall and beginning of the school year. The state has recommended but not really mandated anything as far as still following the new CDC guidance. What should schools do at this point across the valley?
The CDC has, of course, recommended that all students and staff in schools wear masks this coming year. I think we all want to see our kids in schools. We know that that's the best place for them to be, where they can learn most effectively. And it's perfectly easy and safe for them to wear masks in the indoor school setting. It's not going to interfere with their ability to learn. And of course, if they are 12 years of age and older, they should get vaccinated. It will protect them and help protect other students who can't get vaccinated as of yet.
What are your thoughts on the state just kind of letting everything play out and just continue to push the vaccination and not maybe put in new mitigation efforts such as another statewide mask mandate or something like that again?
Although I would love to see the state be a little bit more proactive here, I also recognize that their hands may be somewhat tied. And I would say that just from a general standpoint, if we're looking for advice, we shouldn't really be looking to politicians. We should be looking to public health experts. And these are the people who are going to tell you what you can do to be safe. And if you were to pay attention and be willing to be educated and be willing to learn about what's really been going on and what is really happening, then you can learn how to protect yourself and your family by wearing a mask and getting vaccinated. It's that simple.
And then what would you say to those who still make the argument, I know we alluded to this earlier, of why should I get vaccinated if I still have to wear a mask when I'm fully vaccinated?
You're not going to wear a mask all the time, right? You're still going to be times at home when you're not going to wear a mask, or if you're outside, you're not going to necessarily wear a mask. And so without the vaccine, you're still going to be potentially susceptible to getting this infection. And this Delta variant, please understand that this is a super infectious strain of COVID. It is spread incredibly rapidly. It is making up well over 90% of the cases of COVID we're seeing right now. And if you don't get vaccinated, even if you're very conscious about trying to wear a mask, you will likely get infected at some point. And the vaccine is going to be your only real mechanism to protect yourself.
And how do you kind of see the next couple of months playing out?
Well, I think we're going to see the numbers continue to trend upwards. As to how high they will go and when they will peak remains a little bit unclear. It kind of depends on how many people get vaccinated, right? And so if you look, a lot of the models are predicting we will peak probably by October in terms of the number of new infections before kind of coming back down. But again, depending on the rate of vaccination, that may happen sooner. At least we would hope it would happen sooner. We would anticipate that the numbers probably aren't going to get quite as high as they did last fall, just because we do have a considerable amount of the population that is vaccinated at this point. And so we know that that's going to help stymie the spread of some of these infections at a certain point. So I don't expect it to get quite as bad as it was last fall. At least that's what I hope. And as soon as I find my crystal ball, I will be sure to give your program a call back.
Well, we certainly would appreciate that, no doubt about that. Dr. Barnon, thanks so much again for the time. Appreciate it as always, and we will talk to you soon, hopefully with some maybe better news down the road.
I certainly hope so. Stay safe, please.
All right, and that is Dr. Stanley Barnon, Director of Infectious Diseases at Geisinger, and we'll be back after this on WKOK Sunrise.